Good morning to the Interbet team and welcome. We're at the Vaal, Thursday, the 28th of May, and we've got 23 printometer, 8 meter false rail to the 450 meter mark, which means a draw does become a concern. 8 race program, race 1, 12:25, juvenile plate for fillies, 1200 meters, volcanic heat 1, and has run a couple of decent races, 2-time winner in 2 places, but she's got to give weight to everything. The money is all for number 5, Arrogance, the first timer. But I believe the Bachelorette's form was outstanding. Second to Queen Layla, she meets her on 3 kilos better terms, and that should turn it in her favor. So, race 2, maiden plate, fillies and mares, they go 1400 meters. Favorite is 12 onward. The Cock Blarina deserves to be favorite. There are a couple of horses here that have chances. One, Lolly Willows, very unlucky last time, gave her far too much to do in a work rider's day. Anna Hita is the dark horse here. Keegan DeMello, stable change, and got convincing form. Joe Soma can improve these horses, and I think this will go really well. And then maybe Elisa Mbali, Cape form, worth putting into your play. Heather Adamson taking it over. The other horse I wanted to put in here was The Secret Life. This horse now goes 1,400 meters. Everything points to it going this distance. It's run 3 pretty fair races. And if it likes the distance, gets a really decent jockey in Serena Woodley, could be a big player at 33-1. Race 3, maiden plate, 1,400 meters. Covered Charge is my horse in the race. Been backed into 9-2. First time out was back to 7-2. Second time out had drifted to 7-2. Now it's been a bit of early money for it. But it's going to have to get past Dr. Strangelove, who Lorena rode first time out and Calvin rides now. Lorena is on Sky Pilot, which is a big pointer to Sky Pilot's chances here. The blinkers have been taken off. Maybe that will make a difference. And I think Winding Power number 3 with a 2.5 claimer comes in a chance as well. Race 4, mare rated 74, 1,700 meters. Well, you glance at this field, you say, how can we find a winner here? War Reporter, third run, plus 6 from winning last time. Got to have a big chance. Mount Darwin's your favorite. Not that convinced. The instant retraction form is very, very weak. But anyway, does look like a weak race. Red Light, Green Light, and Tracksuit Dave, the 2 Tony Peter runners. Don't leave them out. They've got a chance. Full Go will improve with Muzieni on. That's number 12. And the find of the race is 7 Repetition. Blinker Strike, put it into all your play. Race 5 gets more difficult from here. Merit rated handicap fillies and mares 1,200 meters. Mystical Miss I've been following, and I'm going to go with her strongly today. Taking the cheek pieces off her, they go the extra distance, which will give her a chance to settle. And I think that that will suit her really well because she won't have to blitz off and then find nothing at the end. She'll be able to lob along and quicken up. And I think she's the right one. Maverick Queen, the stable companion, better over the 1,200 and should run really well here. And Quiet Winter, second run, look for an improvement. Gavin Lorena aboard it. Angel's Oasis, won well with Saster last time. I think this was the first run for the new stable. Chance. Others have all got small chances. Spirit Tricks might be the best of them all, comes from a rest. Race 6. Divided fillies and mares, 1,200 meters. 1 fair proposal, third run after a rest. Still think it's a bit sharp for it, but it should be in the shake-up. 6, Crystal Grove. Ignore last, excuses, choked up, gets a turn-off claim, gets a compression mask, gets the whole kitchen sink and should make a big difference. Sherwood Rose is 20-1. I don't think she's a 20-1 chance. She gets a tongue tie fitted. Look for big improvement. Beautiful Rania, number 8, is a stable change. Look for improvement. They look to be the only ones I can find there. Race 7. Fillies and mares divided, 1,200 meters. Captain Selby got 3 points and 8 points for winning his last 2 starts. So it's gone off 5.5 kilos, but she won readily last time. United Offer. So only had 4 starts, not striding out the last 2, look for big improvement for United Offer because the early form was exceptional. She got beaten by Lost for Words, and that brings Lost for Words into this race with a huge chance. The Joe Soma inmate comes off a rest, but she's got really convincing form. She's 6-1 here, and I think she'll go really well, lost for words. Others that need including was Roaming Spirit, 14-1. And that's number 6. Russian Nobility needed its last run. It's had 3 good runs. That will improve. Season's Greetings got some form. Vaminos got some form as well. Magna's declared Woodley half over. He obviously likes his chances. And Pointer. Don't leave Pointer number 13 out. This has got some sort of chance in this race. It might be a perfect race for it. Comes in off a very handy weight. Race 8, mirror rated 80, 1200 meters. Well, I'm going strongly with One African Prince here. It's a 2.5 claim. Run 4 seconds since it's been in Joburg. This horse is due, and this is a perfect race for it. 60.5 kilos it carries. Romy has won its last start, and of course in distance 2-1, that's number 2. Antonio Gardi might be a play at 20-1. Third run after a rest, look for big improvement, gets a good rider in Michaela Mikel. 13-1 Tiger might have a chance for Miners, as well as 14 Trail Runner, who definitely would come into the play. Won a race last time and got no penalty. Tomorrow will be the semi-final game of the IPL. Whoever bats first got the biggest chance of winning, but I do think the Goodrats Titans will win the game. Although the Royals are on such a run and Archer's bowling so well at the beginning, anything can happen. But I would go low on the run spread that they set in the first 6 overs. Have a good day.